Two homes were destroyed in a fire Tuesday afternoon, but before firefighters even left the scene, the community began planning fundraisers and donation drop-offs for the families affected. Posts appearing on Facebook offered victims of the blaze, which broke out around 4:30 p.m. March 15, a place to stay, clothing and toiletries. Open offer to the families devastated by the fire today, said Mike Lockhart on his Facebook group, Okotoks Community Discussion. There are several people in this group that are reaching out and would like to help in any way possible. If you know these families, please let them know we are here to help. We have people opening their homes, offering food, clothing or space to store things. Wednesday night, a family friend of one household, Serena Smith, posted that one family's cats are still missing. In case they escaped the fire, they belong to the McDonald family, one of the families who lost it all in the fire, Smith said in a post on the Okotoks Community News Group on Facebook. If anyone spots the two cats, they can contact family friend Tammy Bondarenko at 403-801-7424, who can then reach the family. A family is appealing to the community to watch for their two cats, missing since their home burned on March 15. Anyone with information can contact family friend Tammy Bondarenko at 403-801-7424. Photo submitted. A meal train page has been set up for the family to arrange food for them over the coming days here. While meals are the best route, Smith added that another friend, Amber Robinson, is coordinating other donations for the family and Costco, Walmart, or Winners gift cards would be useful and she can be contacted at amersdorf@yahoo.ca. Christina Blanchard came for Ward as a family friend of the other affected household, a retired couple. Blanchard said in a phone interview Wednesday the couple now has what they need for essentials, and insurance will take care of their needs, but they are still sorting out lodgings. They have what they need for donations. They didn't want a whole lot, but they're so grateful for the outpouring of support in the community, because we've had a lot of response and some donations, she said. They're so grateful for this community and the support they've received. They're sort of just navigating through the whole process of trying to figure that out, and we don't know what caused it. The couple's daughter, Carlene Grant, also voiced the family's gratitude for the community's outpouring in a text message Wednesday. On top of the necessities, some other comforts were offered, including gift certificates from the owners of Salute and Pure Envy Spa. The couple still needs to find a place to stay, Blanchard said, and would prefer to stay in the Okotoks area. They are trying to find an Airbnb or rental, because they want to stay in Okotoks, and we've so far been unsuccessful, Blanchard said, adding the couple does have insurance. If they have to stay in a hotel, they will, but they didn't want to lean that way because it's going to be a while. Anyone with assistance or information can reach Blanchard through her office at 403-995-2345 or at number 106, 21 Elizabeth Street, 2nd floor, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday to Thursday. She added the family was thankful for Lockhart's efforts to rally support. Not just for these people, but his posts over time, he does a lot for the community, Blanchard said. As of Wednesday afternoon, Blanchard was still seeking a point of contact for the other household to see if they needed assistance, as well as pass on a gift certificate. Quick action from fire departments from Okotoks, High River and Heritage Point had the wind-provoked fire under control in about 2 hours. Okotoks Fire Chief Trevor Bryce said the fire began as a single-structure fire before eastbound winds pushed it to the neighboring house. Both were fully involved when crews arrived. No one was hurt in the fire, but Bryce said two cats are still unaccounted for. Okotoks Mayor Tanya Thorne offered her thanks in a tweet Wednesday morning. Yesterday, two families lost their homes due to fire, she wrote. I am grateful for the swift response of the town's fire department. Due to their quick action, at least two homes were saved from the growing fire. To those who have lost their homes, know that the town is thinking of you. Originally published March 16, 2022 11 a.m. Updated March 16, 2022 6:38 p.m. with files from Caitlin Clough and Lauren Heinz.